Baldwin Motors.
T-Mobile.
4CEF, how you doing this evening?
I hope it was with me. It's KV4NC Mobile.
Didn't quite get all of it.
ATX, good afternoon, Andrew.
KN4TF,
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm checking the clock, make sure it's not 5 in the morning.
One of those days, it feels like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, one can.
Just headed back to the house from, we went out to eat at El Matador.
I'm walking the dog, you might need to hurry back. These clouds looking like it might rain soon.
Not when I get to the house. Real short, if it makes one big boom, then she won't go.
I wouldn't want to go either.
I wouldn't want to go either.
Hey.
Pretty good. A little hectic. Never fails when you're in a hurry. That's when everybody wants to drag their feet.
It was really good. It was nothing out of the ordinary. How about yours, Andrew?
Bad. It was somewhat productive for a day. I got to sit down with all my people. Well, I'm slowly working on it. Man, it takes forever.
That 4-day work schedule, right?
Been planning about that.
Been moving all the people under you around to different jobs?
Putting them over to my desk, talking to each one of them, kind of giving them my expectations and, you know, how they're doing on quality and stuff so far. And, you know, just kind of basic stuff. Get a chance to meet them and talk to them and, tell them how things are going to go.
Fun. I'm sure you're getting some pushback from some of them.
Scared, because it's not that kind of, it's not the bad sit down. It's just, you know, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what we're going to do. You know, just kind of laying some things out that they're not used to. And, yeah, you'll get some questions and some people get a little long-winded. But other than that, it just hasn't been too bad.
Just remember, good employees are hard to find, right?
Hard to find right now.
Employee.
KN4TFW.
They don't stick around long enough. They're getting them where they're supposed to start. They do a 2-week training. They're supposed to start training. I got one lady, I don't know if she showed up so far this week.
How many people get hired and never show up for the job?
It happens over there where Caesar works all the time.
You know, you kind of wonder, did they just get cold feet? Did they might have another job lined up? Maybe they were trying to do a couple at a time to see which one they could get. I don't know. It's weird.
Hit a couple of businesses to keep their unemployment going and then got offered a job and that would have messed them up.
New ones, man, they struggling to learn anything. I'm like, you know, by now you should have been able to run a couple jobs and you're barely making one. I'm like, this ain't going so well. Are you sure this is for you?
To the house now, so I'll say 73, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. An evening, and I look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4TFW 73.
You and Miss Susan have a good evening. And we'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX.
Ken, y'all have a good evening, and don't fall asleep on the couch. KO4CEF. The end of the day was when I pulled out of the parking lot, they had 3 deer. Hey, and there's some turkeys in the field over there.
Today I was. I was coming down the mountain, coming from the house to the tool truck, and come around a curve, and there's a deer standing right on the side of the road, looking like he's looking in both directions to figure out if there's a car coming. And I was praying he didn't run out in front of me.
There were 3 of them a couple days ago, so I stopped to try to take a photo. And when I stopped, that's when they wanted to run off. As long as I keep moving, they'll just stand there. But as soon as I stopped, that's when they took off running.
That's usually when they hear bang.
Yeah.
New radio's supposed to be in.
I'm website, it says it can take up to 7 days to ship it. I hope it's shipping from Radio Oddity or Radio DD, whatever it is, and not from China.
It might be on a real slow boat.
I'll be talking a month, and there was a camping trip coming up soon. I don't know if the boys are going to go, but you have to walk or hike in a mile to get to the camping spot down in Congaree National Forest or Park or whatever, down towards Columbia. And I'm like, well, that'd be a perfect radio to take with me. It'll be a whole lot lighter than that 7100 and all the batteries and everything, but I don't know that the boys want to go, so I'll still have plenty of time. Complex or something. It's called Golds. And so they get to go and do some BB shooting and some archery and a couple other stuff and go on some hikes. And that lasts 2 hours. But it's the same weekend as the Boy Scout camp out for the Congaree place.
Made the 2 hours of fun and the whole weekend of camping.
Out of it. I think it's more of just to get out of going camping.
Because
we were looking at photos and there's snakes and alligators and everything. I thought it was pretty cool, but they're like, no, we want to go to Gold's. Like, y'all gonna miss out on this. No, we want to go to Gold's. So I'm like, alright, fine.
Camping. You can have the other stuff.
I mean, my boy's got a compound bow that I bought for him. Spent $300-$400. He'll get out in the backyard every once in a while, but hey, so he acts like he's never done archery before. He's like, it's a recurve. I'm like, so? What difference does that make? I think it's just to get out of it. KO4CF.
I find it amazing that kids don't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. Besides that, you can take the BB gun with you and you can shoot all weekend instead of just 2 hours. Or play games or swim in a river or creek or whatever there is.
I know. They can do all that stuff. Everything that they can do at that one place for 2 hours, they can do anytime they want in the backyard. But I think they just want to use it as that excuse to get out of going on the camping trip, sleeping in a tent. But, you know, to me, March time, snakes ain't going to be out yet. It's just going to be cool enough. You ain't got to worry about them. I think it'd be good.
I'm with you. That's the perfect time to go camping. It's cool enough at night where you don't sweat trying to sleep, and you ain't got to worry about the snakes and all the bugs and everything else.
All right, now what's up with the snakes? Are you both scared of snakes? KN4 TFW.
They're dead. They're fine.
I was going to say, as long as I can see them and I know exactly where they're at, I'm fine with them. I don't want them in my tent, and I definitely don't want to step on one or be near it. But as long as I know where it's at, I can avoid it. But, you know, sleeping near them, I ain't too much about that, but I still think it'd be a fun trip.
I used to go hunting for them.
We went hunting for them. We'd come home with them in a jar and all kinds of other stuff, and Mom would be panicking about what kind of snake it was.
And with the water moccasins.
Snakes in trouble.
We used to get out of the creek from moving rocks, and we'd have leeches all over us.
Home with crawfish, snakes, fish, you name it. We'd drug it out of the creeks, out of the rivers, and from everywhere. Anything we could get our hands on, we'd drug it home.
Same way. Well, the good thing is I think there's another camping trip coming up in April, and it's a place we've been. Got a nice lake, you know, just at that one place, and man, I caught some decent fish last time I went. Cast, but I had a little minnow with a spinner on it. I won't give them an option on that one. That would be a forced one. But this other one, I guess it is, you know, it's kind of a reward for how good they did selling popcorn, so I probably won't override this one.
comfortable camping in that camper down there.
That's why I told him we're going to do some more tent camping, even the size Boy Scouts. We're going to do some more this year. I mean, I love going and staying in the camper, but I want to use the tent a little bit too. So, well, gentlemen, I'm pulled up in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a great evening. I'm going to head on in the house and see the family. So hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. Although tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yeah. I might be driving the wife's car. I won't get as much radio time, but y'all have a good one. 7-3. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have a good evening. I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX.
To enjoy the evening with the family, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4KFW.
I'm walking the dog now.
Get ball field.
Stay up the mountain now. Get to do some bow cover gaskets on a 7-3 this afternoon.
Excursion?
No, not mine. A friend of mine.
At least it's not your vehicle.
No, I already went through and fixed all that stuff on mine when I first bought it. Just went ahead and knocked it all out and done with it.
Full engine, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
So I don't know how it would be like.
Not that much different. I mean, they smell a little more. The older ones make a little more noise and have a little more, or have more power, more torque. So you can really feel it when you're driving. But all in all, it's an internal combustion engine.
Taylor's eating the one gas station. Gas it went up to 339, and the other one was still 326, so I had to stop and top off.
11 right out the road there from you, going back toward Taylor's. Diesel's 399 a gallon now.
I saw one that was another one that was 399.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, you can see diesel anywhere from 359 to 399, and within miles of each other.
Low, just having to fill the tanks back up, and when they top off, it'll be back up there. I think that's how it's working over here, too.
I'm sure it is, but you just got to buy diesel every day, or you're going to pay way more for it than what you need to. It's going up so fast.
It's not creeping up, right?
Like 20 cents a gallon at a time.
I've heard those big trucks.
For HKX, I'm sure it is hurting these bigger trucks out here, but that'll all get passed on to the consumer in the end.
You'd be surprised how many trucks pull in and they sit there and idle the whole time that we're, loading or unloading them. And sometimes, it may be an hour and a half.
Well, it used to, it was better to let them run, but nowadays it's not. I pull in the parking lot and I get in a parking spot and my truck cuts off. That little diesel generator is a whole lot more fuel efficient than this 9-liter Cummins out here.
Pretty good bit of rain tonight and tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what they were talking. I mean, it's supposed to anywhere from 2.5 inches to 4.5 inches up here at the house.
Good stuff, not snow, right?
Yeah, that's just rain.
Kentucky, she's expecting pretty bad thunderstorms.
Temperature dropping down, I'm up the mountain.
In the 50s, but you get out here in this ball field across some angles and the wind blows pretty good, it's still a little bit cool.
Tell by not having the heat on in the truck, as soon as you top the mountain, you can feel the temperature dropping in here pretty quick. Black hole up here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You be careful going on in, enjoy your walk with the dog, and I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
73, can you make the White Oak repeater from there?
Should be able to.
To tune this radio and see if I can reach you.
Clear. 804 APX, clear.
For UOP monitoring.